Kerbal said, good vach, hope all is well. Today's daf is Ksuvos Daf Kuf Ches. Good to be back on the mic with everybody after an extended absence over the Chagim. It's Hashem, very excited to finish the Masechta, Masechta Ksuvos, and then begin Mitz Hashem this week, Maseches Nedarim. So we're here on Kuf Zayin Mabez, at the Mishnah at the bottom. If you remember, the beginning of the Perek had said that we were going to talk about two statements from Chanan and then seven from Admon, so we're going to finish up the second one of Chanan's second statement today in the Mishnah, and then we're going to get an Amud Beis. We'll get to the first of several statements from Admon. So it says the Mishnah, Micha halach l'medina sayam v'amad echaru pirnes es ishto. Someone goes on a long trip, and somebody else comes and takes along and gets up and says, you know what, I'm going to support your wife. And he does so, and he gives her money, and etc. So what's the deal? Can the guy who comes back, and he comes back and finds out that his wife has not been taken from his money, it's been taken from some other nice gentleman, or someone else, whatever. Does now the husband have to pay, right, for supporting his wife? Does he have to pay that guy for supporting his wife? So Chanan Amar Ibid is Mosov. Chanan said, no, that guy lost his money. That guy blew it. He doesn't have any obligation. The husband didn't say anything, didn't say tell him, didn't ask him to borrow the money, didn't say he should give him the money. The guy did it on his own. The guy has lost his money. Nechlu alav b'nei Kohanim Gedolim. But the sons of the Kohanim Gedolim had a machlokes, and as we said before, then they said, "B'nei Kohanim." Amru. They said, "Yishova kama hotzi v'itol." No, he should swear. The guy should swear how much he paid and spent, and then he can take the money out. Tosos says a very, very good question. Last Tosos over here, right? Seems to imply if you know the halacha is. We said earlier, right, if someone goes, it's mentioned elsewhere throughout Shas, if someone goes into someone's field, let's say, for example, and does some work in the field, right, unasked, right, without a request, right, you go into someone's field and you make the field better, you do some sort of work that improves the quality of the field, so, right, the halacha is, right, that you figure out how much that guy's field has improved, and he gets paid. He gets paid for his work, right? As Tosa says, just reading the Lashon over here, denosin lo ma shahanehu, right? You give him what he improved the field. The guy gets money. So why is it? Why is this not the same case? The guy came and paid, gave money to the wife, right? He improved his scenario. Why wouldn't we assume, right, that just like the field owner has to pay the guy for unrequested improvements to his field, right? So the husband should also have to pay this guy for unrequested matanos and parnasa for the guy's wife. So Tosa says, it's a very good question. Pasha says, a pretty Pasha answer. Hacha lo ishbiach lo shum shvach nechasim. Right, it's different over here. What's the case over here? Yeah, the guy paid something that the guy would have had to pay for. But, right, I mean, he tzilo migvias balchov, he definitely saved him from his wife would have demanded, parnasa would have demanded money for in his absence. But it did not improve his property, right? That's that case over there. He's improved his property, right? Hashvach be'enhu, as Toso says, right? The property over there, right? And now it exists. Now the guy owns it, and you can see the benefit with your eyes, right? Well, here it's a little bit different. Okay, either way, but that's like machlokes. We saw the machlokes between Chanan. You lose the money. The guy loses all his money, as opposed to the b'nei Kohanim Gedolim, right? They said that no, the husband would have to pay if the guy would swear, and he can take his money. Amar Rabbi Dosa ben Hurkanes k'divrayim, and Rabbi Dosa ben Hurkanes agree with B'nai Kohanim, and Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Yafa Amar Chanan, Hiniach Mosav al Karen Tzvi, and he and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai agreed with Chanan, said, yeah, this guy left his money right on the horns of a deer, meaning that he has blown it, he's lost his money. Okay, fine. Says the Gemara, Tzan Hasim within the Mishnah is in Nedarim, which Mitzvah Shem will get to in about a month from now. Hamoder Hanami Chavero, like if someone takes a nether and says, I'm not going to benefit from this guy. So what happened? What is he allowed to do for him? So he's allowed to do several things. Shokolo has shiklo. He can pay his machzis hashekel. Poreis chovo. He can pay back any debts, any money that he owes. Umachzir lo avidoso. And he can give him back any item that he lost. Umakim shenosan and schar. But if someone in a place where they take money, right, for being machzir avidoso, for giving back a Shabbos aveda, right, tipol hana lehekdesh, right, the money, I can go to Hekdesh. So the Gemara says, Bishlam, I understand. Hold on one second. So Bishlam, I understand. Shokolos, Shiklo, he can give him Maxis HaShekel because it's simply Mitzvah Kovit. It's just a Mitzvah. Tetzan has willed in the Mishnah. Torment al Ha'avod, al Gaviv, al Asid, Likvos. Again, we see that we give the Gizbar and the Beis Hamikdash, right, would take money corresponding to money that has not yet been given. So the guy has a Chiyuv to give the money, but it's a Mitzvah, and then someone else pays his Chov. that he still has a share in the karbanos, right? Again, the mitzvah machzitz shekel, right? It's just covering a mitzvah for him. So it's not a hana, right? Again, it swears not to take get hana from someone else, so that guy's not doing a hana for him. He's not giving him any benefit. He's just helping him do the mitzvah. Fine. So that I understand why that works. Umaksir lo avida. So obviously, Hashavas aveda, right? Nimitzah kavod. He's doing a mitzvah. Ella, but poreas chovo. But paying the guy's debts, paying the money that he owes. Hakamishtar shilei. Right? He's definitely giving him benefit. Definitely giving him hana. So Amar Oshia, hamani chanani. No, the case is chanan. Right? We're talking this that price over there for that mishnah is chanan. Who said that, again, that in this case, right, it's Ibed Ismosov, the Amr Ibed Ismosov. In this case, yes, a debt, but he's lost his money, meaning the husband is not chayev to pay him back for that scenario. So Chana doesn't view, right, the benefit, right, that it's not considered to be a benefit, right, if the guy pays off his debt. And that's, and this is Chana, who said that the husband is not obligated to pay him back. Just because he paid off his chov to the guy's wife. But Rava says no. I feel like Rabban. You can even say it's the Rabban Shita because Hakam Maya Skinan, right? You don't have to say that Mishnah is Chanan. You can say that no. This case, this Mishnah over there, right, is that Shalava Almanah Shalav Lifrua, that the guy lent the money on condition. Right, what's that case where we're talking about that person who's Mudar Hanak can do for his friend? It's if he lent them the money without Shalav Lifrua, that the loan that he's paying back is a loan that was given to the guy without an obligation to pay back. Not exactly, but meaning without a time-bound obligation to give back. Meaning, I said, here's $100, give it to me whenever you have it. So meaning there's no chiyuv, meaning there's no way that the guy could actually take him to Beis Din and tell him to pay him. So when the guy who's mudr hana pays back the guy who lent the money, so he's not actually doing a chesed for this guy. He's not giving him any hana because he didn't have to pay him back anyway. So the Gemara says, well, I understand. Bishlama, it's much better to set up the Mishnah like the Chachamim, right? As opposed to boxing it in to the Shita of Chanan. So Bishlama, Rav lo amar Rabbi Oshia, demokim la karabanan, right? Rav didn't want to say like Rabbi Oshia because he wanted to say, yeah, the Mishnah. We don't want to say that the Mishnah is like Chanan. We want to say the Mishnah is like the Rabbanan. Ela Rav Oshia, my time, lo amar karava. But why didn't Rav Oshia like Rav's solution? That's a scenario where you're not giving any benefit by paying back the loan, because the guy didn't have to pay back the loan anyway. Roshi said, no, and he the Hana's left play. There's no Hana that the guy gets when he's paid back from the actual money. He didn't actually pay back a debt that the guy himself was gonna pay back, but he still gets some benefit from him. Why? Because Kinisufa, me last lay. The guy's still embarrassed. The guy's embarrassed. They haven't paid him. He gave him $100. 4 years later, he hasn't paid him back $100 or whatever. So he's embarrassed. He hasn't paid him back. So when the guy pays him back, so he spared some embarrassment, so therefore, that's Hana. Right? And Hasan Nami, Islay Hana, Behi Hana, the Mixef, I think the Gemara takes it out, yeah, the Bach takes this last language out, but okay, either way, meaning that the Hana is that the guy, you know, feels better, he's not embarrassed by the fact that he has not paid back his friends. So that's why I didn't want to say that, because that's the case where there is some sort of Hana going on, and therefore, right, he wouldn't be able to pay back because he had sworn not to get benefit from his friend. Okay, new Mishnah, let's move on to Admon. Admon Omer Shiva. He has said seven things, and some of these are going to be similar, related to Ksubas, and then some of them are not at all going to be related to Ksubas. This is already something we talked about a little bit recently in the last couple of Prakim. Someone passes away, he has children, but if he had a lot of money, so the sons get the Yerusha, and the girls, the daughters, they get parnasa, they get supported, right, food, etc., and obviously until they get married. But if it's not so much money, then we take care of the girls, and the sons, right, go begging. Adman says, what do you mean? I'm a guy. I lose out. Terrible. So no, rather we split it. We'll see. Rather you split it. Right? Again, we split the estate, right, with everybody. I agree with Amon. That makes a lot of sense. The Gemara says, Mike Amar, what do you mean? Because he's a guy. He's not saying like this chauvinist type thing. The Mishnah is not trying to be male chauvinist. It's trying to discern the emes, the halacha, right, what the truth of the Torah is telling me. So if Admon is not just being like emotional, being like, hey, just because I'm a guy, I lose out. He's trying to say something halachically. So what was he trying to say? So Rabbi says, how can come? This is what he meant. He's saying, oh, it's just because I sit and learn Torah, I'm going to lose out.
Right, the fact that I'm a male, I'm sitting and learning Torah, why I should lose out on this Yerusha? So I'm like, Rav said, what do you mean? Man, that's the Torah of the Yaris. What do you mean? Yerusha is shayach to someone who learns Torah? Right? So man, the law is the Torah, low Yaris, someone who doesn't learn, or that's a kid is not from. Right? That's a guy passed away, he has 10 kids. 8 of them learn Torah, 2 of them are not from. So the 2 of them are not going to inherit him? Ridiculous. For Yerusha has nothing to do with frumkeit. Yerusha goes down from father to son, etc. That's it. This is straight up halacha. Sela Amar Rava Hachikamar. Rava says no. What he meant was Bishvil Shani Zachar Veloi Veroi Lirish Benachasim Rubin Hivsadzi Benachasim Muatan. Meaning that in the case where there's a lot of money, so the boys get treated exactly like the girls. I mean, the boys get the Yerusha and the girls get the Parnasa. They all get taken care of. But now when there's less money, what, all of a sudden the boys are not in the picture? What does that have to do with anything? Why? Just because the guy wasn't successful in business, all of a sudden the sons are not going to inherit. So there's no way you would make give nothing to the boys, right? You'd have to figure something out, right? You'd have you'd split the inheritance, but you wouldn't necessarily give nothing to the boys. That's what Avmo was saying. That it doesn't make sense that determining how much money a person has should determine how you break up his Yerusha. Okay, fine. New Mishnah, another Mishnah. And then we'll obviously get to the Mishnah on the bottom and we'll call it there. Hatoman is Chaveru Kadesh Shemen. Now, this is just to pay attention to the language because the language is going to be important. Person says, you owe me Kad. A Kad is a jug. Jug of oil. Jugs of oil. The Hoden, the guy, admits that Bekankanim. I owe you the Kankanim are smaller than jugs, because they're smaller than kadim. So he admits, no, actually, I owe you kankanim. And Rashi makes an important point over here that's not, the mission does not say, rakim, empty. I mean, the guy says, now we have to figure out what it means when he says, oh, jugs of oil. Does that mean jugs with the oil, without the oil? Okay, but the Gemara is going to deal with that. But long story short, the guy says, you owe me jugs of oil, jugs, or jugs of oil, whatever, as we'll see. And the guy admits, no, I owe you, kankanim are smaller, so I guess that's it. They're jars. I owe you jars. So Admo says, hold the hodim mikzas, hataina, yishava. And since it's a classic modim mikzas case, not classic, but it's a modim mikzas case, and he has to take a shvua, right? Just like we learned, right? Then Gemara's and Bava Metzi, etc. The Chachamim say, "Ein hodas mikzas mimin hataina." Says no, the admission, the hoda, the fact that he's admitting to him has nothing to do with the claim. Let's just finish the mission, and I'll explain what's going on over here. Amaram Gamliel, Ro Anias Dere Admon, and he says that he agrees with Admon. Now, what's going on over here is the Gemara is going to explain, but it's important to know the background. If someone says you owe me, the classic case is wheat and barley, chita and sorin. If a person says you owe me chita, you owe me 100 barrels of bushels of wheat, and the guy says, no, I owe you 100 barrels of barley. So that's not considered to be motive mixas. Gemara says clearly that's not motive mixas. The guy said, you owe me $100, and the other guy says, I borrowed your car. Right? It's totally not relevant. It's not the same claim. He's not admitting to the claim at all. So that's the question is, when someone asks for two items, and someone's motive mixes by one of them, that's the shiloh over here, and that's the machogas in the Mishnah. So, I mean, if the guy says, you owe me, let's say, in our case, for example, you owe me jugs and oil, and the guy says, no, I only owe you jars, which is smaller than jugs. So he says nothing about it. He denies the oil completely, but he says, yeah, I borrowed some containers for you, but they weren't jugs, they were jars. So how do you view that? So that's a machlokas. That's a machlokas in the Gemara, I don't remember, but as we'll see in a second, right, the Gemara is going to bring out that maybe our Mishnah proves one way or another in that machlokas. So Shmami, the Gemara says the Gemara, Shmami, no, the Rabbanan, this seems that according to the Rabbanan, meaning in our Mishnah, the Rabbanan against Admon, who say that this is not a motive of mixas case, so there's no Shavua. So if that's true, so Tano chitin usorim v'hodu b'saorim, if the guy says, you owe me both wheat and barley, and he says, I owe you barley, so potter. Right, again, if he claims two things and he admits to one of them, that's not more than mixas, that you're potter. That's what the Chachamim say. Right, lema tabi tiyav dir Rav Nachman bar Amar Shmuel. Apparently, that's against Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. The Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Tano chitin usorim v'hodu lo echamehem chayev. Like I said, that's machlokas between, we'll see in a second. What will we see in a second? I don't remember, but it's Rav Nachman and Rav Shmuel against someone else over there in that Gemara. I think maybe Rav Chiya, what did I say? Rav Chiya Bar Abba? I don't remember. Oh, yeah, later. Okay, Rav Chiya Bar Abba. So anyway, so Rav Nachman Bar Shmuel says, Amar Shmuel says that you would have to swear in that case if you admitted to one of the two things that you're chayav. The Chachamim in our Mishnah seem to imply that you're putter, right? As they said, they're putter in this case where he claimed jugs and oil. You admitted to half of the value of the jugs because you said you admitted to jars and you don't say that you owe him the oil. If the Chachamim say you're putter, apparently this is against Rav Nachum Amar Shmuel that says that you should be chayav if you admitted to one of the two things that was claimed. So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, no, not exactly. Case here is betano mida. The case here is when the guy said jugs of oil, he didn't mean actual jugs. He meant the amount of oil that would be in jugs. And then the guy said, I owe you jars, which has nothing to do with the oil that the guy was claiming. The guy was claiming oil. The jugs were just for an amount. Let's say, you owe me 100 jugs worth of oil. Right. The guy transported it in his truck. He never gave him jugs at all. Right. He transported 100 jugs of oil. The guy says, I don't know what you're talking about, the oil. I owe you a bunch of jars. That's not shy of whatsoever. So obviously there's going to be no shavua. So the problem with that is the hachi my time with Admon. Well, if that's true, like Gemara's beferish, if I say you owe me $100 and I say you borrowed my car, right, that's not the same claim. It's not whatsoever. So here you're telling me you owe me oil. The guy says, I don't know what I'm talking about. I borrowed some jars. So why would Admon say you have to take a shavua in this case? So Elam Rava says, nah, that's not the case. Kuli Alma, everybody agrees. Everybody agrees that if the guy said, you owe me the value of 10 jugs of oil, Yeshli Beborcha, that you have in your pit, Shemen Katayin, he's claiming oil, and Kinkanim Lo Katayin Le, and he's not claiming the containers. Because again, he said the language of Melo Asara Kadesh Shemen, the what's inside 10 jugs of oil. So there he's claiming the oil, he's not claiming the jugs. Asara Kadesh Shemen Meleim, if he says that you owe me 10 jugs of oil that are full, Yishli Yitzchad Arabar Yu, so Shemen Vekankinim Tatoinle, then he's claiming both of them. That's, everybody agrees to that. Ki Pligidim Achokas Ara Mishnah. Is Heichad Amar Le Asar Kadesh Shemen Yishli Yetzlechayif. He says the language of 10 jugs of oil, not Malayim, doesn't say they're full, but he says just 10 jugs of oil. You have 10 jugs of oil, you owe me that stuff, what's the deal? So Admon Omer Yish B'Lashon Zeh L'Shon Kankanim V'Rabbanon Savri Ein B'Lashon Zeh Kankanim. The Admon says that seems to be including the jugs, and therefore you have two items he's claiming, and the Chachamim say it's not including the jugs, and therefore he's just claiming the oil. The guy responds with jars, and that's not related whatsoever. So Gemara says, Ella Taima de Ein Blashan Hazeh Blashan Kankanim. That implies that the only reason the Chachamim say that it's your potter from the Shua is that he's not claiming both items. Hayesh Blashan Hazeh Blashan Kankanim Chayiv. But if he was claiming both items, that language did imply the jugs and the oil, the Chachamim would admit that you're chayiv. Well, apparently, apparently, that's against Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Right now, we flip it on the other way. Maybe that's against Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Don't Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba? Because Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba is the other one who says that in the case where you claim two items and the guy admits to one, you're potter from a shvuah. You don't need to take a modu b'miktzas. So, Rabbi Shimi Bar Ashi said no. Nasa Kamisha Tano Rimon Bikliposo. Our case is where the guy's asking for a rimon, or pomegranate seeds, in the klipa, right? In the thing, it's together, and it always goes together. Right? So you can't be, it's not two different things. It's one claim, and the guy says, no, I only owe you, let's say, the pomegranate peels in this analogy. So, of course, it's Makala Ravina, Rimo below klipaso, below mintar. Shaman mintar below kankanim. What do you mean? Pomegranate in its peel, right? The fruit goes together, right? Oil can be transported without jugs, like I said, in the truck or whatever. Rush says in the pit, I think. Whatever, you don't have to use the jugs, right? They're independent of each other. Say, Allah, ach, kamayas, kinan, rather, the case is what's the case over here? Damar le, asar kadesh shemen yeshli etzlecha. Right, he says, you owe me 10 jugs of oil. Damar le, idach. He says, the other guy says, shemen la dvar me'olim. I don't know what you're talking about, oil. But kan kanim nami, and in terms of the jugs, chamisha islay, or the jars, chamisha islay v'chamisha leslay. I owe you 5 and not 10. So Admo Omer Yesh Balashon Zekankanim. Right? Admon says that when the guy said Asar Kade Shemen, that implies Kankanim. That implies that also the utensils, the kalim. So therefore, it's more than makes sense. Umigu the mishtava kankanim mishtava nami yashemen ali de gilgal. And since he's already swearing for more than mitzvahs for the jugs, right? So then he can also
take a shvu on the oil, because of gilgul shvua, right? Once you're swearing about one thing, right, you can make your swear on another thing. For Rabbanan Tzavri, the Rabbanan say, no, ain bashan zekai kanim. That language doesn't seem to imply the drugs at all. It's just talking about the oil. And therefore, mashatano lahodilo, therefore what the guy admitted was not what he claimed, really the other way around, right? What the guy claimed was not what he admitted, right? It wasn't the same type. And mashahodilo lo tainalo, and whatever he admitted, he didn't claim. Meaning, this is a fancy way of saying that the guy didn't respond to the claim at all. Right? He said, "I owe you oil," and he said, "Yes, I owe you jugs or I owe you jars." And obviously, that's not a motive of mixed case. And there'd be no shvu. Okay, we'll go vayter the halakha shas tomorrow. We'll go with the next mishnah, the next statement of Admon. It's a shah. Have a great day, and I depend on when you're listening to this.